WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Olvinger. A judge in Latham County, Idaho, has agreed to a change of venue in the trial of Brian Koberger. He's charged with the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students. His lawyers argued there was no way he could get a fair trial there. The debate between former President Trump and Vice President Harris is tomorrow night. ABC's political director Rick Klein on what they need to accomplish.
Harris, to a lot of people in the public, that isn't that well defined. A lot of people want to know more about our policy positions. Trump doesn't have the same issue. He might be too well defined in some ways, and he may want to kind of soften the edges or change the perceptions a little bit when he gets on that stage. But it'll be up to the candidates to define what kind of debate they want to have.
ABC's David Muir and Lindsay Davis will moderate. A House report on the U.S. military drawdown from Afghanistan finds fault with the Biden administration, but it says that it doesn't appear that Vice President Harris was involved in any of the key decisions. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two new polls show a tight presidential race in Wisconsin. The CBS News YouGov poll finds 51% of likely voters favor Kamala Harris, while 49% back Donald Trump. Meanwhile, consulting firm Platform Communications finds Harris leading Trump with likely Wisconsin voters 48% to 45%. Donald Trump has denied knowing much about Project 2025, but he embraced one of its key provisions at a Saturday rally in Mosinee.
We will ultimately eliminate the Federal Department of Education and send education back to Wisconsin and back to the state.
Project 2025 is a sweeping action plan for the next Republican president to overhaul the government. Last week in Wisconsin, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona warned public schools are under attack. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The first full week of school for kids in Madison begins today, but a post was circulating social media scaring families. Apparently, there was a threat that mentioned Madison schools, referring to a school shooting. Madison police say multiple people saw it and called them. They say along with the school district, they jumped into action, and their first big discovery was that this post came from Florida, and the poster was talking about Madison County schools in, you guessed it, Madison County, Florida. They got in touch with police there who are now investigating that threat. Authorities there ended up arresting a 13-year-old they say made that post. Now Florida authorities are trying to determine whether that kid acted alone. MPD believes there is no threat to the safety of students here in Madison, Wisconsin, but they understand why families would be nervous. They have added patrols around MMSD schools today just as a precaution. So you may see some additional squad cars. That doesn't mean something's wrong. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
The Brewers get set to head west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. After dropping two of three games to the Rockies and having won just twice in the past seven games, manager Pat Murphy said that they've been relying too much on big plays.
Everybody's goes through swoons. It just seems like today they were all, this whole week, it seems like we've really relied on the homer and haven't played the game. And against left-handed pitching, we haven't been great.
Milwaukee will set out on a six-game road trip out west beginning tomorrow in San Francisco. They'll play Arizona this weekend. The Brewers are still nine games up in the NL Central with 19 games to play. On Sunday, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. For the Packers, they will be without Jordan Love, who is expected to miss at least 3 weeks with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis, who the Packers traded for in the preseason, will start this week's game. The Athletic reports that Green Bay has reached out to free agent quarterback Ryan Tannehill as well. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid-50s tomorrow. Almost exactly like today. Sunshine, upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
The first highly anticipated debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump is Tuesday night, September 10th.
Listen here as the presidential candidates address issues important to you.
It's not sustainable. It's not affordable by any country.
I know what we are fighting for. We're not fighting against something. We're fighting for.
Special coverage with detailed insights starts at 7:30 p.m.
Then listen to the ABC presidential debate live at 8, Tuesday, September 10th on your local Civic Media radio station.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, she is running in Wisconsin's 18th Senate District. Kristen Alfheim joins us at 11:06. We'll hear what she's hearing about on the campaign trail. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
What's up, Wisconsin? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is, let's see, I don't know what the exact hour count is to the debate, but it's slightly over 24 hours. I'd put it maybe at like, what, the 29, 30-ish. I'm here with my producer, Brian Kelly, and it is the countdown to the Kamala Harris-Donald Trump debate tomorrow evening. I'm excited. I don't know about you. Folks, we're going to spend tomorrow talking about what you're looking for in the debate. That'll kick off our show tomorrow. Today, of course, we've got Maggie and the Millionaires in the 3 o'clock hour. I'm really excited because I'm going to be joined by both Morris Pearl, who's been on my show before, who is the chairman of the Patriotic Millionaires, as well as Erica Payne, who is the executive director. And that promises to be, I think, an important discussion, especially given some of the comments that were made in the past few days by both J.D. Vance and Donald Trump about childcare. Donald Trump on Friday was speaking at the Economic Forum of New York, said some weird things. And so, again, the appropriateness, the timeliness of this discussion is incredibly important. We're going to be talking about the rigged economy. And when I say rigged, I mean rigged against the vast, vast, vast majority of us. So we're going to have that discussion today with Erica Payne and Morris Pearl of the Patriotic Millionaires. But Brian, for Packers fans, the weekend did not begin well. Oh, boy. Little Jordan Love injury. Looks like he's going to be out for 3 to 6 weeks. I at least was a little bit relieved it wasn't a season-ending injury. They lost, of course, 34-29 to the Philadelphia Eagles on Friday. Any big surprises other than Love's injury from the football kickoff weekend? Pun intended, I guess I should say.
Yeah, well, despite their best efforts, the Chicago Bears won. They did everything they could, but they managed to figure out how to eke out a win, which means they're the best team in the league forever and ever for this week, at least for the next 3 days. And then they'll start worrying about the next week. It's funny to watch and listen to. It's always great. I'm not a Bears fan. I personally am a Patriots fan, and they pulled out a win the way I thought they would.
Well, good weekend for Brian. Not a great weekend for the Packers. If you want to talk about clubs that find a way to lose and certainly have a record maybe reflecting that, the Cubs remain a blistering 9 games back of the Brewers.
Oh, we're looking for the wild card.
Yeah,
clearly it is a wild card berth that the Cubs and it looks like the St. Louis Cardinals can try to achieve a near certain lock for the Milwaukee Brewers for postseason play. Even though, you know, I think they've dropped not just the last series, but dropped the series before that to St. Louis, dropped this last series to the Rockies, losing 4-1 yesterday. But they're going to the playoffs. The problem that I have, of course, is that it looks like they're going to end up playing probably the Dodgers, at least according to ESPN. It's nearly certain that the Brewers will be playing the Dodgers in the first series of games in the NLDS in the postseason. I'm still going to the postseason. Have you been to postseason baseball games,
Never.
Brian? They're good fun. Not a one.
So I lived around Wrigley Field when all those things were happening. But all the games that I had a celebration in the street, both in 2003 when they beat Atlanta to win their first series, they were away. And when I sat there and watched a game, the game clinching game seven, I was across the street as well. And the entire street was packed. It was absolutely amazing. And it was bedlam. It was fantastic. Yeah.
Postseason baseball is really, I think, incredibly unique. Even if they are playing the Dodgers, I will at least go to one game, maybe even two if I'm lucky, because it's just something to behold. It's great fun. And it's so different than either the NBA, for example, or the NFL, as well as the NHL. There's 30,000 plus people packed in, standing room only. Now, granted, you've got some football stadiums of a pretty large capacity, but from a pure crowd perspective, like there are a lot of people, plus the whole tailgating pregame scene. It should be very excited, but Brewers seem to have locked up a postseason berth. The wheels, they would basically have to lose every game from now until the end of the season. There's something like 19 left.
You know what? There's a possibility. The Cubs were a 95% lock to make the playoffs last year. And then the Brewers did it instead again. That was really great.
I expect the Brewers to fully keep the wheels on the bus, even without Christian Yelich.
Hey, I'm not mad about it. I'm excited. I got Willy Adames and Jackson Chourio on both my teams, so I'm good.
You're winning in different ways. Playoffs.
Yes,
you're winning in different ways. Just in case your inquiring mind wants to know, ESPN puts it at 59% that the Brewers make the postseason in the NLDS, 24% that they make the NLCS. I thought that was pretty aggressive. And to make the World Series, 10%. To win the World Series, Brewers at 4%. I'll take that long shot bet. I'm a homer through and through. I like it. 4%.
Look, the only good thing about slumping now is that you have a chance to rise up and get hot by the end of the season. And if you're a hot team going in, you have a really heck of a shot. Just like the Atlanta Braves a couple years ago.
Yeah. Yes. Much can happen in the game of baseball where there is no clock, as we all know. Okay, folks, so it is Monday. It is top of the week. I want to know what is top of mind for you. 855-752-4842. What is top of mind for you as we kick off the top of the week? 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Call and text lines are open. I am obviously eyes on the prize tomorrow for the debate. Very, very interested in how that's going to play out. What's the dynamic going to be between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump on the debate stage? We will fully talk about all of that tomorrow. So save your top of mind comments about the debate for tomorrow. That will be one of our main topics on tomorrow's show. I want to hear from you all. But other than that, what is top of your mind, top of the week? 855-752-4842. Because there are a few things percolating at the top of my mind, Brian. It has... like all things in this political cycle, there has been some really interesting developments. And certainly, I think one of the most interesting developments is that the man that I have referred to as Darth Vader, none other than Dick Cheney, the man who Democrats and liberals has been their whipping boy for now going on probably 20 plus years. Yes, that Dick Cheney, Darth Vader, he has come out and said not only is he not voting for Donald Trump, he has fully endorsed and will vote for Kamala Harris for president.
Hold on. Maggie?
Yes.
You just said Dick Cheney
yes.
is endorsing Kamala Harris.
Yes.
Pardon me a second. I just blacked out a second. You just said that Dick Cheney is endorsing Kamala. What strange bedfellows this world lets us be with. My goodness. What?
Right. Dick Cheney, Darth Vader, the man that kept Democrats up in the middle of the night for decades, that Dick Cheney has endorsed and has said he's going to be voting for Kamala Harris. He did this together with his daughter, Liz Cheney, late Friday. They issued a letter indicating their support of Kamala Harris, that they will be voting for Kamala Harris. I almost dropped out of my chair on Friday when I got the news. This to me is a big, big deal. And does it open the door for a lot of Republicans like Mitt Romney, Mike Pence, who to date have said that they will not vote for Donald Trump, but have come short of saying they will vote for Kamala Harris? Does this now start to create some kind of opening for other conservatives to say affirmatively they are going to vote for Kamala Harris? And don't worry, folks. Brian Kelly, my producer extraordinaire, whose dulcet tones you hear when I ask these improbably
big picture questions. I don't know that I'm dulcet now question. That I'm friends with Dick Cheney.
Yeah, now that we're like, hey, Dick Cheney, not such a bad guy, I guess. Brian Kelly and I have found...
Yeah, we found a bunch of sound. Maggie has ducked out for a second. We have a bunch of sound of Liz Cheney. She was on the Jonathan Carlin ABC News, and she said a bunch of it's reasonable things. And as I'm getting them, you just dropped the bomb on me about Dick Cheney. I don't know what to do now. This guy, I mean, at least Darth Vader did take his mask off and turn back to the light side and became a Force ghost. Maybe he's worried about his own mortality and becoming a Force ghost.
Dick Cheney, full circle, voting for Kamala Harris. I sometimes save a little tidbit of news to break on the air with Brian as well, because I love him so much. Here is Dick Cheney writing on Friday with his daughter, Liz. In our nation's 248-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. Dick Cheney said that. In our nation, yeah. Dick Cheney says in our nation's 248-year history, there's never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters rejected him. He can never be trusted with power again. That's former Bush Vice President Cheney, Dick Cheney, on Friday. He continues in this letter. Cheney says this, quote, as citizens, we each have a duty to put our country above partisanship to defend our Constitution. That is why I will be casting my vote for Kamala Harris. Dick Cheney is the conservative of conservatives, very much in the Ronald Reagan model, the Nixonian model, the hawkish foreign policy model, small government model. Dick Cheney, quote, we have a duty to protect our country and to put country above partisanship to defend our Constitution. That is why I will be voting for Kamala Harris. That's what's top of mind, top of week. What's top of mind at the top of week for you?
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite news podcast? Good news. Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Yeah. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and Five Things, uninterrupted at amazon.com/adfree. Just head to amazon.com/adfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Perhaps you think you're being treated unfairly.
I think it's a very unfair thing, what's going on.
I am altering the deal. Pray I don't alter it any further.
Yes, folks, it's true. The man Democrats have called Darth Vader for decades. The Republican of Republicans, the conservative the conservatives go to when they need to move to the right, Dick Cheney, Darth Vader himself, endorsing Kamala Harris for president on Friday publicly and stating that he will be voting for Kamala Harris. It is an incredible moment in U.S. politics. Not only that, not just Dick Cheney, but his daughter, Liz, former Wyoming congresswoman, basically forced out. She was primaried by a MAGA cult member, lost her primary, and is now a former member of Congress. She sat on the January 6th committee, one of two Republicans on that committee, along with former Congressman Adam Kinzinger. The circus-like atmosphere continued over the weekend with Liz Cheney, again, as Brian mentioned, Brian Kelly, my producer, mentioning that Liz Cheney did an interview with ABC's This Week with Jonathan Carl on Sunday. This is the Sunday morning show bonanza that happens every Sunday. If you're a news or political junkie, you have a veritable smorgasbord of news programs to select from. We are going to listen to much of Liz Cheney's, not much, but like selected bits of her interview with Jonathan Carl, because what she's saying is so reasonable. I'd like to get your reactions, especially if you're a conservative. If you've voted for Trump before, or you're a conservative or a Republican, what say you when you hear that Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney, especially Dick, says Trump is the greatest threat to our democratic republic in the history of our country? Wow. That includes the Civil War. He's the greatest threat, from Dick Cheney. If you're a conservative or a Republican, or you voted for Trump before, what do you make of that? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Okay, even if you're not a conservative, I'm curious what you think. I mean, I was blown away.
This guy engineered a war so Halliburton would make money. And he's saying, you know, this guy's really corrupt. Oh, this is amazing. Let's play some clips.
Why don't we just start at the top? Because, wow.
Yeah, I've been voting for 40 years. My first vote I ever cast was for Ronald Reagan in 1984. I've never voted for a Democrat.
Wow.
It tells you, I think, the stakes in this election. Donald Trump presents a challenge and a threat fundamentally to the republic. We see it on a daily basis. Somebody who was willing to use violence in order to attempt to seize power, to stay in power. Someone who represents unrecoverable catastrophe, frankly, in my view. And we have to do everything possible to ensure that he doesn't, that he's not reelected. Given how close this race is, in my view, again, it's not enough. You have many Republicans out there who are saying, well, we're not going to vote for him, but we will write someone else in.
Right.
And I think that this time around, that's not enough, that it's important to actually cast a vote for Vice President Harris.
Wow. Wow. Effectively, Liz Cheney, let's just keep in mind, that was a joint letter from her and her father on Friday. She's effectively the spokesperson for her and her father, Dick Cheney, saying it's not enough to say that you will not vote for Trump. You must affirmatively cast a ballot for Kamala Harris. So grave the threat to America that Donald Trump poses. Let's keep listening, because I think these questions, again, this is sound of former Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney from her Sunday morning interview on ABC with Jonathan Carl. What she points out is that Kamala Harris, these efforts to depict her as some raging wingnut lefty aren't true. Let's take a listen. Next cut. This is Liz Cheney with Jonathan Carl just yesterday.
I have never viewed this as a policy election.
Right.
But I think that it's a very important point. If you look at Vice President Harris's speech, for example, at the Democratic convention, it is a speech that Ronald Reagan could have given. It's a speech that George Bush could have given. It's very much an embrace and an understanding of the exceptional nature of this great nation, a love of America. A recognition that America is a special place, a recognition that we all have to work together to ensure that. And you contrast that to ensure that we maintain it. You contrast that with what we hear from Donald Trump, again, on a daily basis, that America is a failing nation, that America is a laughing stock. The trash talking of the United States of America very much is part of the message that Donald Trump is pushing. And so at the end of the day, I think it's important for people to recognize he's not a conservative. The policies that we're seeing him put forward, including, you know, again, on an almost daily basis, this notion of embracing global tariffs, that he's going to impose 100%, 200% tariffs, that is fundamentally an anti-conservative policy. It's also a policy that I point out to friends of mine who say, well, we're going to vote for him because of his economic conservatism. We'll choke off global trade, will likely lead us down the path that we've seen before, for example, in the 1930s, mm-hmm. lead to, at that point, it was the Depression. The important thing for people to remember about something like the tariffs that he's promising, including, you know, in addition to the fact that it's disastrous policy, he can do it alone. He does not need Congress, if he were to be reelected, to impose those massive tariffs that will, in fact, kill the American economy and the global economy.
I mean, so, in fact, he did some of that when he was in the White House.
And he's promising
to go to a new level.
Did it work? Anyone? Anyone know the effects? It did not work.
And the U.S. was plunged deeper into the Great Depression. We shouldn't have to reference Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which is where Brian just pulled that great sound of Ben Stein trying to explain that tariffs don't work. Ben Stein in a movie or Liz Cheney on Sunday. He will wreck the American economy. He is, quote, not a conservative. His policies are anti-conservative. Her words, not mine. A lifelong Republican that has not once voted for a Democrat is saying to everyone, to you, that Donald Trump poses an existential threat, not just to our republic, to our democracy, but to our economy. So if you're a one issue, inflation, good economics, go business voter, don't take it from me. Take it from Dick and Liz Cheney. Trump will wreck the U.S. and global economy. More from Liz Cheney's absolutely mind-blowing interview yesterday with Jonathan Carl on ABC's This Week. When we come back, I'm Maggie Dawn. My producer is Fancy Brian Kelly because he spells his name with a Y. And you're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin, coming to you live from downtown Waukesha. Keep it locked, folks. Much more ahead after your farm update.
Didn't work too well.
You have failed me for the last time.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Thousands of people from literally around the world capitalized on Wisconsin's beautiful weather over the weekend at the Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. And we're going to find out more about one of the very rare and special breeds that was a focal point next.
All right, team, pay attention to this game film about Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans. See here? When dairy farms grow Plenish soybeans for their cows,
they have lower overall feed costs.
Good eye, Jake.
And they maximize milk fat production.
So they increase the return on their investment.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. For lower feed costs and higher milk fat and dairy cows, what do we plant?
Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans.
Learn more at pioneer.com/happycows.
If the Leicester long wool breed is one you're not familiar with in Wisconsin, well, guess what? You're not alone. The breed itself held its first card grading event at the Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival in Jefferson for the first time outside of the East Coast. And the event's pretty rare to begin with, happening only once every 10 years. Abby Breed chaired the event and explains why the Leicester long wools are so special.
The majority of the population is based around Colonial Williamsburg and on the East Coast. And when we ran some data with the Livestock Conservancy, we determined that 85% of our new members and flock growth was here in the Midwest region. So this is the growth edge for the breed. And with more hobbyists and smaller farms that want a sheep that can give you high quality wool and meat and dairy, it's truly a triple threat breed. It just made sense.
Abby Breed describing the Leicester long wools to us. Now, physically, the sheep look like they've got dreadlocks. Their fleece is shiny, very square, tabletop-type body. They also have a mild temper and mild-tasting meat.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus two proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments from Bayer. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology.
Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
And this is a big time of the year for Wisconsin agritourism. Coming up on Wednesday, September 18th, they're hosting a special lunch and learn to help people better understand the ins and outs of being successful in Wisconsin agricultural tourism. It's co-hosted by the Wisconsin Farmers Union. You can find details at wisconsinfarmersunion.com/events. And that's just a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Monday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid-50s tomorrow, almost exactly like today. Sunshine, upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
I'm John.
I'm Gordy.
Join us for the John and Gordy Show 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
Right here on WMDX Mad Radio in Madison.
Your family won't want to miss the shindig, hullabaloo, and politics.
John and Gordy Show weekday morning 6 to 8 a.m. right here.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and AgriFab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the creator of the Meet the Parents franchise. Greg Liana joins the show to tell us where we can see his indie film classic and casting director Rex Sykes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 6 till 8.
back, Wisconsin. What's up, everybody? Or welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. I'm host of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We come to you daily from 2 to 4 p.m. along with my producer extraordinaire, Brian Kelly, who's with me every day, same as I am, for your listening pleasure. This afternoon, we are talking about what I thought was just an absolute bombshell that happened on Friday, followed up by an incredible interview on Sunday. On Friday, former Vice President Dick Cheney and his daughter, former Congressman from Wyoming, Republican Liz Cheney, both announced that they will be voting for Kamala Harris. Liz Cheney followed that up with, again, an astounding interview with Jonathan Carl on ABC's This Week yesterday. So part of the Sunday morning talk show circuit, if you will. Let me just put all of this in a wee bit of perspective. You may be wondering, hey, Maggie, I'd like to know the list of previous Republican presidents, vice presidents, candidates or nominees for that position. Excuse me, not candidates, nominees to those posts who have publicly said that they will be voting for Trump in November. Former presidents, vice presidents, or the chosen nominee. Brian, you want to take a gander at the exhaustive list?
I'm going to say zero.
It's one. I'm going to give you bonus credit for zero because it's perhaps statistically insignificantly different than one, but you'll get like extra double bonus word score if you can pick the one former vice, I'll give you a hint, vice presidential nominee who is supporting
Trump. Oh, Sarah Palin.
Boom. Gold star for Brian. Yeah, only one.
That's a strong one. Endorsement, though. I mean, she tanked one campaign.
Yeah, God willing, she'll tank this one. Why? Because she reads the papers. Which ones? All of them. I just find this absolutely unbelievable. And here's what's not unbelievable. The things Liz Cheney is saying, they're just reasonable. This isn't an election about partisanship or policy differences between the parties. This is a straight up question about whether or not this person is fit to lead our nation. And the answer to that is no. Let's take some more sound because, yeah. And this is, again, I thought Liz Cheney did a really good job, Brian, and prompted, admittedly, by some good questions from Jonathan Carl with ABC, to explain that what Kamala Harris is trying to do is create a party, create a platform that is centrist, that is a big party, that actually will welcome independents and conservatives, that's not trying to push a far left agenda. And again, even that stands in such sharp contrast to Project 2025 and the extremism that Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, and the Heritage Foundation are pushing on Americans while lying every day about how extreme their ideas actually are. So this I thought was a really interesting comment by Liz Cheney. This is about the coalition, Brian. Let's play this next cut.
This election is going to require a coalition of people from across the political spectrum supporting her. And that also necessitates an understanding that you've got to govern for all of those people. And on top of all of that, the Republicans have nominated somebody who is depraved, somebody who shows us every day that he has tendencies and he's willing to embrace things that are fundamentally a danger to this nation and to our Constitution. So the choice, in my view, is not a close one.
Wow. He's depraved. Don't take it from me, Liz Cheney. And then this, when we think about, and listen, this is Liz Cheney and Dick Cheney to a T. They are hawkish on foreign policy. They have argued in favor of, for a long time, American intervention abroad. Take a listen to what she says about the importance of America to our allies. And if you care about America's standing in the world and democracy writ large, what this election calls you to do. Let's take a listen to this.
But when it comes to fundamental alliances, when it comes to the importance of NATO, for example, and how important it is for the United States to lead in the world, we've seen a sea change. We now have a Republican Party that is embracing isolationism, that is embracing Putin, that, you know, we've seen just in the last week, the Republican vice presidential nominee willing to appear, willing to be interviewed by Tucker Carlson, who is platforming pro-Nazis, is himself pushing pro-Nazi propaganda. That is not the party of Ronald Reagan. And I believe strongly that if you're talking about a national security set of issues and you care about America's leadership role in the world, a vote for Vice President Harris is the right vote to make this time around.
Wow. I mean, unvarnished, plain spoken, very clear. That's it. Have to chuckle, Brian. I love it when our listeners make me laugh on our Monday show. What is top of mind, top of the week for this listener texting in from the WMDX? Breaking news. As a result of former VP Dick Cheney formally announcing to the public that he will vote for Kamala Harris in the up-and-coming election, hell as frozen over news at 10. Yeah, that was my reaction on Friday. I mean, what do you make of this, Brian? I mean, we knew Liz Cheney had her head screwed on, right? I mean, she's been vocal all along, but the addition of her father, wow.
Well, yeah, when you lose the Sith vote, that's kind of, what does that leave you? But again, this guy literally engineered a war so that Halliburton could make money. And he's like, this isn't right. This is too corrupt for him.
Trump is a bridge too far.
This isn't the information they are talking about. The information that they are conveying isn't anything new. This isn't anything that we haven't said 1,000 times on all of our stations. You know, we've made this argument from the beginning, and we've been telling people who would listen that, look, at the very base, this guy isn't good at what he does. You know, I keep telling people I was ready to go and praise him for getting some sort of border thing done because they were on their way to getting an actual border policy passed. And then he stepped in and ruined it for partisan reasons. And then but even if you think that was a good idea, it lost him the election too. Yeah. He lost votes during that election. So the things that he does that let's say you're into him, you're into Republicanism, the things that he is doing are actually making you not be Republican anymore. You're becoming more fascist.
I think that's, and we'll get to some of this. Let's just take, I want to listen to this next bite. She's talking about the constitutional threat, and she's addressing other Republicans, right? To your point, Brian, like you call yourself a Republican. Wait a minute. Like, let's start with first principles here. Let's listen to this.
And it's another place where I would urge my Republican colleagues, both in the Congress, but across the country, to really look at Donald Trump's policies, to really look at the danger that he presents, to look at you know, what he was willing to do to stay in power. It's a firm rejection, not just of traditional Republican policies, but of the constitutional order on which this country depends.
He's not a conservative, quote unquote, from Liz Cheney. So if you're a conservative, if you're a Republican, he's not that. Nothing that he's saying follows traditional conservative principles. It just doesn't. He tries to act like it is, but the actual policies aren't. That is, if you can actually get to actual policies, because Trump very rarely gives you much in specifics. We're going to get to that because he absolutely blew it on childcare because there are no specifics. That is fundamentally the point. This is not about conservatism or Republicanism versus Democrats. Because he is not a Republican, he's not a conservative. I don't know what he is. It ain't good for this country. Again, don't listen to me. Listen to Liz Cheney. And listen, all folks that are angry and upset that we give credit to conservatives for finally coming out and saying something like Dick Cheney. I will just remind us all, first of all, that criticism is totally valid, right? It's like, hey, Brian said it. We've been saying this for a long time. You can't inform yourselves, check some of this. But like anything, when you're trying to convince people to change their minds, sometimes the messenger matters just as much as the message. And so I'm open to anybody saying what we know to be true, if it can help break through, frankly, some of the echo chamber that has become the modern MAGA party and MAGA cult. I don't understand why we have conservatives and Republicans that call into this show, that listen to this show, that apparently out of hand discount Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Mitt Romney, Mike Pence, Donald Rumsfeld, and now Dick fricking Cheney. And again, this isn't entirely new. I want to point this, by the way, the current polling for likely Republican voters. So this is likely Republican voters. Nobody freak out here. 93% of them are still voting for Trump. He's not a Republican. Like, what? This guy isn't actually of your party. He's not a conservative. He's not a Republican. What, he is a billionaire, and a billionaire that's doing billionaire bidding. That's what this is about. And again, conservatives have said some of these things before, right? Let's remember that the Cheneys, Liz and Dick, basically in secret orchestrated the op-ed in the Washington Post that was signed by all 10 living former defense secretaries, warning against Donald Trump's efforts to politicize the military. And that op-ed came out on January 3rd, 3 days before the January 6th insurrection. They called it. Every single living defense secretary warned Americans, and yet here we are again. And remember, Liz and Dick Cheney actually had to work to get the conservative Republican defense secretaries to sign on to this op-ed. Liz Cheney has commented and has personally said that she personally sat down with Trump's first defense secretary, so the guy that Trump picked, Jim Mattis, and convinced him to sign. Quote, she was the one who generated it because she was so worried about what Trump might do. So Cheney's friend Eric Edelman later said, it speaks to the degree to which she was concerned about the threat to our democracy that Trump represented. Here's Liz Cheney from her book, Oath and Honor. She says this, with my dad on board, we divvied up the remaining 9 former secretaries of defense. So she started with Mattis. Once she had Mattis, her and her dad divvied the rest of them up. I agreed to contact Panetta and Rumsfeld, Eric Edelman. Meanwhile, Eric Edelman would reach out to Secretaries Carter, Cohen, Esper, Gates, Hagel, and Perry. I also called retired General Jack Keane, former Vice Chief of Staff of the Army. Donald Rumsfeld was called by Dick Cheney. All of these defense secretaries on January 3rd said Trump is a threat to democracy. They're saying it again, louder and more specifically now. When we come back, we're going to hear what Liz Cheney has to say to Republicans who refuse to commit to voting for Kamala Harris. We're going to hear exactly what she has to say to them, the message that she delivered yesterday on ABC's This Week with Jonathan Carl. Don't go anywhere, folks. I'm Maggie Dawn. My producer is Brian Kelly. Your thoughts and comments up next. Get on the horn, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What do you think about Liz Dick Cheney? It's Darth Vader endorsing Kamala Harris for president. The sky is falling.
It's a trap.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now.
800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
What's up, Wisconsin? I'm Maggie Dawn, host of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My producer is Brian Kelly. So when you call 855-752-4842 to tell the world what you think about Darth Vader himself, none other than Dick Cheney endorsing Kamala Harris for president. Did I just say those words together in a sentence? I don't know. My head is spinning off of my shoulders. If you want to give us your opinion about that, be sure you say hello to Fancy Brian, 855-757-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I promised you that we would take the sound of what Liz Cheney has to say to Republicans who refuse to commit to Kamala Harris, to vote for Kamala Harris, while declaring that they will not vote for Trump. Here's Liz Cheney yesterday.
So what do you say to those Republicans? And there are a lot of them who are absolutely adamant they're not supporting Donald Trump, but they're not taking the next step. They're going to write somebody in. And we've heard this from Mitt Romney. We've heard it from Mike Pence. We've heard it from Larry Hogan. We've heard it from a lot of Republicans that are certainly anti-Trump. Why are they wrong in not taking the extra step?
Well, I would say, you know, given the closeness of this election, particularly if you're going to find yourself voting in a swing state, you've got to take the extra step. If you really do recognize the threat that Donald Trump poses, then it's not enough to simply say, I'm not going to vote for him. I would also remind them, you know what, it's a secret ballot. So I would prefer to have as many people as possible out publicly making the case. But at the end of the day, you just have to wrestle with your own conscience when you're there in the voting booth. And I would expect that you will see far more Republicans and independents, you know, when the time comes and they've got to make that decision, make the right decision.
Maggie, you'd hope that the God is watching would work with this crowd.
Are you gonna like wind up some Joan Osborne to sing us God is watching you? I mean, Liz Cheney just told the entire American voting public that, like, yeah, there's probably a lot of Republicans that won't come out flat out and tell you that they're voting for Kamala Harris, but they're going to get in the voting booth and do it because their conscience won't permit them to vote for the, what was her word, depraved Donald Trump, who is what? A threat to our republic, according to Liz and Dick Cheney. Here's how she ends up characterizing what a vote for Trump is. Let's take this last
November,
cut. We're going to go to the
casting a vote for Donald Trump or writing someone in means that you've made the decision in too many instances that so many elected Republicans have made, which is to abandon the Constitution, to tell yourself that this is just simply, you know, a partisan choice. That's not what we're facing this time around.
Wow. So do conservatives, maybe we should just run that thing on loop, Brian, until the end of the election. Like Liz Cheney says, if you are a Republican and you're considering voting for Trump, it is what? A vote to abandon the Constitution of these United States, to abandon our democratic republic. If you've got comments on Dick and Liz Cheney dropping the bomb 855-752-4842. Mark from Prairie du Sac, you're on the line.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic that I just have been reading Martin Kishner's book on the war between, I got that last name wrong, but the war, the Europe between the wars. And a lot of what Project 2025 is about, and Donald Trump himself, I mean, the people think they're going to be able to control this man, and he is, you know, and the fascists in general, that they supported these fascist movements. Well, it won't be as bad as they're saying it, you know, that people are just making too much of it. And it's like they said, he is a threat to the existential peace of the world. I mean, that, and these people just don't get it, that are supporting Donald Trump, because he is an existential threat to not only the Republic, but to the peace of the world. And the stabilizing force that America has brought to the world since at least the end of World War II, for all our faults and missteps, that Donald Trump is simply that.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Mark. I'm left in this place that leads me to a question. Why? You have economists, you have CEOs by the dozens. By the way, not a single Fortune 100 CEO has donated a penny to the Trump campaign. Not one, including Elon Musk. Not a penny. Not a penny.
You know,
why might that be?
If Elon Musk is not going to go and give him money,
why should you?
He called him Leon.
Yeah, can't get his name. So on foreign policy, on democratic institutions and principles, on the economy, I don't get it. If you're a conservative, if you're Republican, again, Liz Cheney, Paul Ryan, right? These are conservatives that are telling you no way, no how, the guy is a menace. I don't know how long this last clip is. Do we have time for this? Liz Cheney explaining if she is, let's listen to it. Liz Cheney explaining if she's still a Republican anymore.
By the way, are you still a Republican?
I'm a conservative.
Have you left the party? I mean, I remember you, because we spoke about this a while ago, and you said if Trump were the nominee, you would not consider yourself a Republican.
I'm certainly not a Trump Republican. I am a conservative. I think that what's happened to the Republican Party today, is indefensible. And I hope to be able to rebuild, as I said, after this cycle. But I also think it's really important for us, as we're thinking about rebuilding, as we're thinking about the future of the country, to recognize that at the end of the day, the vast majority of people in this country want to know fundamentally that their elected officials are going to defend the peaceful transfer of power, and that they are going to put the Constitution first. And as someone who's been a lifelong Republican, it's heartbreaking to me to see what has happened to so many of the elected officials in my party. And I know we can do better.
You can do better, Republicans. You should do better. You must do better. And this election cycle, it means a vote for Kamala Harris. That's actually a vote for conservatism. I can't believe I'm saying all that. You believe in Republican principles, you believe in conservative principles, then you vote for Kamala Harris, because a vote for Kamala Harris is a vote for conservatism, traditional Republicanism. She's closer to Reagan than stinking Donald Trump is. I can't believe I'm saying all that. Don't believe me. Listen to Liz Cheney. Oi. Up next, I've got Morris Pearl, chairman of the Patriotic Millionaires, and Erica Payne, the executive director of SAME. We're going to talk about how the economy is rigged to screw you and your family. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. News, weather, and sports are next.
What if God was one of us?
As we know, there are known knowns. There are things we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday. That means what's grinding our gears. We'll ask you what's worse and so much more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Looking for a roundup of today's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WMDX website at mad.radio. Your news just for the Madison area. I'm Terry Bell with WNDX News.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.